Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. Pleasure to be with you on a Wednesday, and always glad to be on the Radio Northwest Network because we endeavor to serve the Pacific Northwest with honestly provocative talk on a daily basis. And if you'd like to join the best conversation in talk journalism, you can do it anytime you like. In fact, I get a lot of emails from people wanting a long explanation for something, and I say, why don't you call the show so the whole audience can hear my explanation and your questions about it? And the question I'd like to consider right now is, will small business survive? That is, survive not just the China virus pandemic and all the difficulties that's thrown at us, but what I consider the government's overreaction to that. And it's not happening just in one state. It seems to be happening in many of the states, especially those with blue leadership. So the logical thing for me to do would be to talk to somebody who is not one of the blue leaders, but one of the red leaders, Washington State Senator Linda Wilson, who represents the 17th legislative district out of Clark County and Republican leader of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, is Jay Inslee going to be able to basically destroy most of the small businesses in the state because of his overreaction to the China virus?
Well, you know, I've been digging into some of these details as well myself, and some of this stuff doesn't make sense to me, and nor do the numbers coincide with that. I have looked at, let's just talk about restaurants, right? Because they're being heavily impacted by this.
Yep.
I've been meeting with them on a regular basis every week for months. And, you know, their constant request to the governor is, help us. Can you just let us do this? This will work. Do we have to have 6 feet between tables? Can we have a tent that has more than three walls on it? And that kind of thing. And then when you go down to, they got, 36 hours when he did the first shutdown a couple of weeks ago. And the numbers just don't play it out to me. I if you look at the numbers, at least in Clark County, so I start with the numbers in Clark County.
Sure.
If you look at that, it's less than 1% of those that they think probably got it there. I mean, first of all, it's hard to track a virus, right?
Yep.
So...
the other thing is, Senator, it's hard. I would imagine that if most people, the only way you'd get a clean case where you'd say you must have got this disease at that restaurant is if somebody was completely sheltered. You know, they didn't have any other activities at all, including grocery shopping or getting gasoline or going to the pharmacy.
Right.
And they went to a restaurant, and then 5 or 6 days, typical incubation time later, they got it. You'd say, well, you probably got it from that visit to the restaurant instead of all the other. Even in times like these, you've got people who've got all kinds of other ways they could have received it, from a family member, at their work, at shopping or anything else. So saying it came from that restaurant is going to be very hard. And it doesn't make any sense that we shut down the restaurants and say you can't do business, even though you've already, in some cases, poured thousands or tens of thousands of dollars into complying with all the new safety regulations, and then you're still told you have to shut down. It doesn't make sense.
Right. I agree with you. And you talk about fitness centers. They don't have the ability to serve curbside. So they are really in dire straits here. And think about what, I see people on my Facebook page that are overwhelmingly depressed. And the only saving grace for them was to go to a fitness center and exercise because it's good for us.
Yep.
And a local gal here in Clark County, she, owns her own fitness center, and she went out and spent thousands of dollars on an air filtration system that is supposed to really work. And even though she did that, they're shut down. And the numbers are even smaller for a gym, supposedly, than with the restaurants. So that's what's rough for me is supposedly the data is there, but I don't see it. And then they get so overwhelmed with so many cases that then it's very hard to track in the first place. So the assumption is, well, you probably got it there. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And I really worry. I don't know what else. You know, we want to be at the table. The legislators want to be at the table. And that hasn't happened. In fact, we wrote another letter a week ago asking to have a special session today, actually. To be able to address this so that our voices are heard, because we're the ones representing all of our constituents. and it's not happening. And it's very frustrating that 147 of us do not have a voice at the table.
Well, and not only that, but Senator, on the south side of the Columbia River in Oregon, the same situation, except there, the Democrats are in the majority in both houses, and I'm not sure they actually want to be on the hook. I think they view it as, we're going to let Kate Brown do anything she wants, and whether she has the legal authority or not, even though the law appears to say that you have to call a special session or a session of the legislature at some point, I think they like being off the hook to some extent, because then they say, well, then it only goes back to Inslee. Well, he just won another term in office, which is amazing enough. But now that means for the next 4 years, absent a recall or, you know, or removing the governor some other way, there's no way to rein him in. And he gets to take all the heat for it, for whatever he does. And he doesn't appear to care. And the people's representatives get cut out of it. And I think to some extent, is it fair to say some of your colleagues, especially your Democrat colleagues, don't want to be in a position of questioning the governor's actions?
Oh, I think there's that. I think that there is, even when we get back into session, I actually have a bill that would put some parameters around the governor or the emergency orders. And that... I don't know that anyone should disagree that we should all be at the table. So that will floor me if we don't get traction on that. But I think that's probably the case. I mean, you know, they want their bills to get through, right? And so you don't want to put the governor...
Except I've got to tell you, Senator, my honest reaction to that is that's great long term. But these businesses are going to die short term. Mm-hmm. What mechanism is available to you and other senators and reps right now to try to start to rein in Jay Inslee, who's done any number of crazy things during this pandemic, including things like saying you can sit in your boat by yourself on a river or a lake, but you can't drop a line in the water and fish because being in your boat doesn't expose you, but dropping a line in the water does. None of that made sense, and you didn't have to have a medical degree to tell that. So what can you do to rein him in right now?
We have tried everything. We have sent probably 25 letters to the governor. He's responded to a couple of them. But the one we sent last week, no response whatsoever. He keeps telling us there's no special session because really that's the best way. The only other way we can get back a special session is by 2/3 of the legislature basically agreeing to come back and calling us ourselves back to a special session.
And that's not going to happen, is it? It's not going to happen.
Well, and it's so close to next week. What, I have a month and 2 days and our regular session starts.
Yeah, so, and there's no guarantee that you'll get anything. And in fact, do you expect your Democrat colleagues to join you in any of this in limiting the governor's powers?
I have heard the frustration on the other side with the emergency powers and the fact that they have had no voice either. The governor keeps referring to speaking to legislators, except that he hasn't spoken to us in any official capacity.
Amazing. Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th District, back in a moment.